Welcome to Soul Lies, where the spiritual and the soul crosses paths. Stay tuned to learn ways to grow your spiritual understanding in order to reveal lies your soul believes. This podcast will help you learn the truth and propel you towards freedom in Christ Jesus. This is Jenny Fouts, licensed counselor in Louisiana at Christian Center Shreveport. Hello, welcome back everyone. I hope that some of you have really asked yourself the honest question. Maybe you are angry at God about something. Maybe something has happened in your life. Maybe you've lost someone that you love. Maybe you just lost an animal that you loved. You never know with some of that anger that could be lurking around in there, but Jesus knows. And so through Misty's story that we've been going through, she's now really honestly dealing with, I am mad at you, and dealing with the lies and the thoughts and the feelings. And what Jesus said is, I love you and I'm okay with your anger. Now I can work with you. Mm-hmm. Now we can move forward because she's willing to really deal with a gut level truth, which is very hard for people to do when they're in addiction. It's very hard to get to that gut level truth, which is one of the things you have to get to in order to be free. Mm-hmm. So after you having this heated discussion with God, mm-hmm. what happens?
So, he so graciously, I'll sum it up, you know, obviously condense it, but it was still a journey of him leading me through things. But once he told me he could work with me, he started showing me some things in myself. And one of the real big things was, you know, you say you want to get free, but you don't want to do the work to get there. And I mean, that was just, you know, and he said it in a way that he knew that I didn't take it like, oh, it was something that needed to be said. And at that
very
point, I could receive
caring.
It. Yeah. He was just like, yeah, because I had got to the place where I, you know, before I wouldn't have received that. It would have just fed my distortion of God, I think, at that point. But it also, when I admitted I was angry, and the way he responded to me, it broke the way that I viewed him that way, as a God who was angry, and, you know, I have this bar that you're never going to reach, and you don't get nothing unless you do. You know, a more works-based thing, you know, it broke that off when I just word vomited to him and just told him, because that's what he, you know, like you said, he knows that already. He wants us to know, and he wants us to know that he loves us enough that we, you know, if my kids are upset about something, I'd like to hear about it. You know, yeah. I want you to tell me, because then, you know, I even have told my daughter this many times, because she'll say nothing. And then later she'll, this is what's wrong. Okay, I can work with that. You know, I want you to talk to me about it, because if we don't talk about it, we can't work through it, because I don't know what's going on unless you tell me. Now, God does know, but we need to tell him for us. Because now he can reveal, okay, so.
And we need to know for ourselves,
yeah,
where we're at, the truth of where we're at.
It is.
We can't move from that spot if we're not willing to deal with the truth of where we are at.
That's right. And that's what he showed me, is that you say you want freedom, but you don't want to do the work. The other thing that he showed me is that I had tied my identity to this thing. Mm. So who am I if I'm not the skinny one? Who am I if I don't have some kind of issue that requires more attention? I was also using this as my identity, and also as, well, you know, I had a fear that if I don't have this, is anyone still going to care, because I'm not going to have a problem? This, you know, that's like, oh, this could really hurt you, or, you know, I, all of these, you know, none of these things that I realized were there, again, I wouldn't have been able to be to this point if I hadn't let him walk me through all the other lies. But he can't start with root level stuff, or we would run the other way real quick. So, I mean, this was a very long process of him getting me to this point. But it was worth every second. Again, not pleasant. No, not really. But worth it. You know, and so he walks me through these things. He starts to speak to me about, you know, future things, his intentions for me. He shows me, you know, this is who I say you are, how he feels about me. These things, really helped. And I got glimpses of what life is like without it. And I really just think that me, the big breakthrough, I think, was the admitting I was just mad. You know, my marriage started to fall into place. I started, one thing too that really helped me was I actually made my own little prayer closet. That sounds all religious. It's not. I chunked some pillows in one side of my closet and cleaned it out. And I have shelves. You know, I put my notebook in my Bible. And I would sit. And I would just sit there. I didn't know what to say. I'm like, I don't know what to say. I'm just going to sit here. But I prioritizing some time with the Lord, even if it was 10 or 15 minutes of quiet. I'm going to do this after the kids go to bed, whatever. And, you know, some days I'm reading the Bible on my phone and fall asleep. My phone hits me in my face and wakes me up. I mean, I just did whatever I could because I was hungry for freedom. I now knew this is the lie. These are the lies I believe. This is what I've been operating out of. How do I move past it? And you move past it with the Word of God. You move past it with your relationship with Him. Because, and I mean, the thoughts, even to this day, sometimes, and they're way more in passing now and not anything that's heavy. At first, they would come a lot. You should do this. You should go buy this. You can eat that and throw it up. Da da da. Now it's very sporadic, and you know, but occasionally it'll be like, hey, that looks yummy. You know, you could eat that thing if you could throw it up, be no problem. But the Lord's brought me to this place where I'm like, yeah, I remember what that was like. I'm not going back there because if you give a little bit, it's not going to be. And I know that about myself anyway, just from all of my addictions, I'll never be a person that can go have a drink somewhere. Are there people that can't? Yeah. That's fine. Me? No, I can't. Could I one time? Probably. But I'm not even going to go there because I know where it leads. And I just, that's not for me. But freedom's possible. But I mean, it's an ongoing thing. And then knowing how my thought processes are bent, I also, you know, and God will be like, hey, look, do you remember that? You're kind of operating out of that thing. So now I think one of the big keys besides really being honest about where you are and letting God tell you and being teachable, being teachable. And I mean, He'll help you get to that point if you're not there. Cause I wasn't, and I was super resistant. And I think we all walk through that resistance of, yeah, no, I know there's some crap there, but I don't want to deal with that. I want to. And I was there many times, and I've not, like you said, I ain't arrived. I won't say I will, because I feel like the day that I say that I've arrived, I'm going to stagnate. And I don't like that because there's always, you know, He's God. Obviously, yeah. There's always further to go and more things He can do because we're human. But I think that it helped to just, like I said, to be honest. To allow Him to deal with the little lies got me to a place where I could be honest. Mm-hmm. Took a lot mm-hmm. of Him. But He, you know, He's faithful. He pursues it. As long as that, even that I'm willing to be willing. I'm not, but I really would like, I'm willing for you to help me get there. Those kinds of things. And then, but you got to just, being honest, that was all of it was cumulative to help get to this place, but I had to get to that place of honesty. And once I got there, He could work because I was open. Now, did every time He told me something, did I go, oh, yeah, I agree. And that's done. And no, it's still, you know, it's work. But the honesty that He brings and allows Him to do the work for you. And that, I mean, it's process, but that's how He's brought me through it, is He walked.
And the consistency of the fight.
Yeah. You have to stay in it. I'm always alert to it. Some days are great. Some days mentally are not, honestly. They're not great. He's brought me church over here, though. I mean, he's brought me to a new alignment, friendships, people I can call when I need to. Staying rooted in the Word, staying in prayer, you know, being in church. I mean, I know that sounds like the religious answer, but it's really not. It's just being in His presence. Now, not that His presence can't be with me at home, because it's with me everywhere, but I don't give myself the option of, hey, I'm just tired. Quarantine really helped, honestly. Connect us, and He just realigned everything for me and my family in a new way, brought my husband in a way that my husband's never been in before. And I honestly sat back and was like, wow, I don't have the faith I thought I had, because I'd been praying for this. And then when it started to manifest, I was like shocked. I was like, oh, what? You know, and so then I was like, Lord, I don't think my faith was where I thought it was when I was praying. But again, he's showing me these things. But those are just, you know, as long as you are willing to be with the Lord and develop that relationship with him, he will walk you through what seems impossible. It's the only way I really know how to describe it. It wasn't a bunch of huge, ginormous steps. Now, I've had those supernatural break-off things, but this one wasn't. It was very slow. It was very frustrating, and it was not altogether pleasant. But I'd do it again if I need to get the freedom.
Well, sometimes walking through the process gives you the strength that you actually need to make it to the other side. Mm-hmm. Because process is what makes you strong. Mm-hmm. You know, iron has to go through a lot of heating in order for it to be squished together and turned together and put together. And every heat is another stress onto that iron, but it makes it stronger. Mm-hmm. And I want everyone to stay tuned, because Missy's going to cover on some of the more active fighting of darkness and what some of that was like, having to fight the enemy. Because once you finally get to this place where you've given in to the Lord and you're willing to let the Lord, then the enemy really kind of likes to step up its game. So now stay tuned tomorrow. You get to hear how she gets to fight the darkness. Thank y'all. Bye-bye. Soul Lives is meant for information only. It is not a substitute for counseling.